from verse 1 to verse 14. I'd like to appreciate the ministers that's up front here. Amen. You all know Brother Rhinos. Amen. And some of you might not know Brother Tinashe Mahere. Brother Tinashe Mahere is preaching in South Africa.
Brother Tinashe Mahere vari kuparidza ku South Africa.
He's taking care of the assembly that's in Benoni. Amen. So he's raising up the Zimbabwe flag down in South Africa. Amen. So we certainly appreciate him very much. We'll make sure before he goes back to South Africa, we shall let him preach. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Hebrews in chapter
9,
verses
1
to 14. Amen. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary.
Zvino nei sungano yokutanga yakanga ine mirayiro yokushumira Mwari nayo naimba tsvene yenyika.
For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary.
Nekuti tabernacle yaiva yokutanga yakagadzirwa makanga yakagadzirwa sorry makanga mune chigadziro chemwenje netafura nezvingwa zvokuratidza ndipo panonzi patsvene.
After the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
Zvino mberi kwechidzitiro chechipiri pakanga pane tabernacle yainzi patsvene tsvene,
which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant.
Pakanga pane ndiro yendarama nezvinonhuhwira neareka yesungano yakanga yakanamwa nhivi dzose nendarama. Imomo makanga mune hari yendarama yakanga ine mana netsvimbo yeAaron yakambotungira nemahwendefa esungano.
And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly.
Pamusoro payo pakanga pane makerubhi okubwinya akadzikatidza chifuniro chengoni. Hatigoni kurondedzera izvozvo tichiita chimwe nechimwe zvino.
Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God.
Zvino izvi zvakati zvagadzirwa saizvozvo, vaprista vaipinda mutabhenekero yokutanga nguva dzose vachibata mabasa okushumira Mwari.
But into the second, when the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
Asimune chipiri, muprisita mukuru waipinda ari oga, kamwechete pagore, asingapindi asina ropa, raizo zvibayira iye nezvivi zvavanhu.
Now you notice Paul here is not talking about the first, second and third. He's talking about the first and the second. Because the first that we know of was just outside, where everybody could be in, men and women all together with cows and goats and everything else in the first court. But the second court, which he calls first, that is where the priest will be. With the golden candlestick, amen, the shewbread and everything. What he calls the second is now the Hall of Holies. Amen. Amen. Where the priest will go in once a year, and as he says, not without blood. The Holy Ghost They signify that the way into the holiest of all, that's the place, was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Mwamtsene achiratidza chinhu ichi kuri vaye kutanga kuti nzira inoenda kunzimbo tsene yakanga isati yataridzwa tabernacle yekutanga ichimire.
Amen.
Amen.
Which was a figure of the time then present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the sacrifice at the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience.
Wakanga uri mufananidzo wenguva ino vanobayira nayo zvipo nezvibayiro zvisingagone kukwanisa pahana yake iye unoshumira.
Which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation.
Nekuti yaingova mirayiro yenyama yezvokudya nezvokunwa nekushamba kuzhinji yavakatemerwa kusvikira panguva yekuvandudzwa.
But Christ being come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building.
Asi Kristu wakati asvika ari muprista mukuru wezvinhu zvakanaka zvinouya akapinda patabernacle yakapfuura pakukura napakukwana isina kuitwa namaoko ndiko kuti isati iri yokusikwa kuno.
Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Haana kupinda neropa rembudzi kana remhuru, asi neropa rake chairo, kamwe chete zvikapera panzvimbo tsvene, akatiwanira rudzikinuro rusingaperi.
For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify it to the purifying of the flesh.
Nekuti kana ropa rembudzi nerezombe namadota etsiru kana zvichisaswa pamusoro pavakasvibiswa zvichivaita vatsvene kuti vanatswe panyama.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen.
Amen. Zvikuru sei ropa raKristu iye wakazviita nomweya usingaperi chibayiro kuna Mwari chisina chachingapomerwa richanatsa hana dzedu pamabasa akafa kuti tishumire Mwari mupenyu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa peshoko ravo mugare zvenyu pasi.
I did not finish my message the other day about promise of a meeting place.
Handina kupedzisa mharidzo yangu parimwe zuva reya pamusoro pevimbiso yenzvimbo yekusangana.
I trust the Lord will help us this evening to go to add a few more stones to it.
Ndinovimba Ishe vachandibatsira madekwana ano kuti ndiwedzere zvimwe zvidhinha pamusoro.
Amen. We always enjoy when we read about Paul.
Tinowanzoropafadzwa kana tichiverenga pamusoro paPauro.
Because he knew his position.
Nekuti aiziva nzvimbo yake.
To expound what the Old Testament was all about.
Achinyatsokubudisa pachena zvaimirirwa neTestamende yekare.
He was not fumbling into this issue. He knew exactly what he was talking about.
Anga asingangopinde mune zvinhu zvaasingazive, ainyatsoziva zvaaitaura.
Amen. And he knew about shadows and types.
Aiziva pamusoro pemifananidzo nemimvuri.
We in the end time, if we do not know these things, we miss the whole idea of the message.
Isivemu mazuva ine kuguma kana tisingazive zvinhu izvi tinenge tichipotsa zvinhu zvose.
Paul was a messenger to the first church age.
Paulo angari mutumwa kukereke yekutanga.
And we received a messenger to the last church age.
Isitakagamuchira mutumwa kuchizvarwa chekupedzisira.
Who told us, I preach what Paul preached.
Akatudza kuti ndakaparidza zvakaparidzwa naPaulo.
Amen.
Amen.
We too are coming under Malachi 4. We take exactly what Paul preached.
Isu tiri kuyo pasi paMalachi 4 tinotora chaizvo zvakaparidzwa naPaulo.
Paul was not greater than William Branham.
Paulo anga asiri mukuru kuna William Branham.
Because if he was greater, rapture would have taken place already.
Nekuti dai Paulo aive mukuru, dai kubvutwa kwakaitika pachizvarwa chake.
Amen. But he waited until other generations would come.
Asi akatomirira kusvika zvimwe zvizvarwa zvauya.
And he left a few loose ends.
Akatosirira zvimwe zvisina kupedziswa.
So that there was a prophet, a messenger coming right in the end time.
Nekuti kwaive nemuprofita mutumwa aiuya pamazuva ekuguma.
Who take up all the loose ends.
Aizo
together with all the other loops that were put in between here in the ages. Amen. Because this is the rapture age. There is no way rapture can take place if we still have got some loose ends. Hallelujah. And we are so thankful that we are living in the last day. We are so thankful that the fullness of revelation has been given to us. Paul wanted to live in this day. Amen. Amen. Because he was talking about a whole list of people in chapter 11 of people of faith. Amen. Amen. And he ended up by saying, these people were not made perfect without us. But Brother Bram had to take it up and say, the us that he was talking about was ourselves in the last age. What is more perfect than the rapture? Hallelujah. This is the rapture age. The result of this message. The reason why the message came was not to have churches around. Was to prepare a people for the rapture. Change of the body. Because the power has come with the coming in of the headstone. Hallelujah. Then we can't stay here again. We must leave this place. We must go. The message came to let us know how rotten this place is. Hallelujah. There is no place for us to stay around. We are doves. The dove in the days of Noah could not sit down, could not find any place to rest. It kept on going around until it picked some leaf to give to Noah to say, yes, we are down here now. But we are living in the end time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Paul has come in his day to let us know that the old tabernacle that Moses spoke about has got a real meaning in us. Know ye not that you are the tabernacle of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have got this body on the outside, which everybody can see and greet and shake hands and describe you. All types of weather are working on you. Amen. That is on the outside. But what is more important is the inside. Where we've got the spirit man, of course controlled by five other senses. Amen. And we've got the one that is on the inside. That is where he dwells in. That is where the throne is. And he controls both the spirit and the body by pulling down the strongholds of the devil. The devil works on the body and the spirit. If you are a believer, he cannot go on the inside. Hallelujah. Because that is the throne of the Almighty God. So Paul was looking at this. And he was looking at the tabernacle. Hallelujah. So that we will be able to know exactly who we are. Amen.
Amen.
And it says in the Old Testament, the high priest will go in the Hall of Holies once a year with the blood of bulls and goats. Amen. And asking for forgiveness of his own sins, his family, and then the sins of Israel. Because none was perfect in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. But coming in the New
Testament,
after the cross of Calvary, we did not need a high priest from Aaron. Hallelujah. Because everything is now changing. No longer by tribal order. Hallelujah. Yeah. But there's been a change now. After the order of King Melchizedek. Amen.
Amen.
And then we are coming under that order. So we have got Aaron in the Old Testament. Melchizedek in the New. In the Old Testament, it was carnal commandments. Amen. With bulls and goats and everything else that can perish. But in the New, we
are
talking about things that are eternal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is now referred to as a high priest. Hallelujah. But in the Old
Testament,
even in the whole life of Jesus Christ, we never heard him being called a high priest. Because he came after the tribe of Judah. And priests were never coming from Judah. But kings came from Judah. Priests came from Levi. So because he came from
Judah,
he never went into the Hall of Holies on the tabernacle that was standing. Because he was a tabernacle himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he was not dealing with shadows. He knew he was the reality. Amen.
Amen.
So he never went there. Because he knew of one place that he was going into himself. But this time not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with the blood of himself. And he went in the once and for all. And when he went in the once and for all, he opened a way so that you too can follow him. Amen. He made an entrance into the Holy of Holies that all the children of Abraham, not Levi this time, but the royal seed of Abraham that come in by repentance and by new birth will find an entrance into the Holy of Holies, not to see the blood of bulls and goats, hallelujah, but to see the blood of Jesus Christ, which brought our redemption. True mercy seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know that in Exodus, amen, in chapter 25, when Moses was instructed to build the tabernacle with specific instructions, second court with the golden candlestick, with the shoe bread, amen, and then the curtain with the proper measurements and the texture of material and the furniture on the inside, Moses was told everything. Is that right? But that was only a shadow of what was coming later on. Is that true? So you and me must make sure we go in by true new birth. Amen. We got an access to go into the Holy of Holies and have fellowship with Almighty God who dwells right in there. And God told Moses, after you build up the ark and you got the mercy seat, you put in the cherubims, he says, I will meet you right there.
vakati ndichasangana newe imomo.
Not in the outer court.
Kwete muruvazhe rokunze.
Not in the holy place.
Kwete munzvimbo tsvene.
But in the holy of holies.
Asi munzvimbo tsvene tsvene.
Because there is a place.
Nekuti ndo nzvimbo.
Where the presence of Almighty God was.
Maive nehuopo hwaMwari samasimba.
And he says, I will meet you right there.
Vakati ndinosangana newe imomo.
So we now know of a meeting place.
Zvino tava kuziva nzvimbo yekusangana.
Of God with a believer.
YaMwari nemutendi.
But now watch. In the Old
Testament,
he was only meeting one man once a year. The rest of the time, there was nobody there.
Amen.
He was meeting nobody. Is that right? Only on the Day of Atonement, Leviticus 17, that was the only day in the year that a high priest walks in. And he will meet God there. Now, brother, sister, did God make that Holy of Holies to meet one man, one day in the year only and forget about it?
Nai hama yangu vanhu Mwari akagadzira nzvimbo tsvene tsvene kuti vasangane nemunhu mumwe chete pazuva rimwe chete pagore rese here.
But we thank God for Calvary.
Asi totenda Mwari neCalvary.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That veil was torn open
kuti jira rakabvarurwa rikavhurika
to signify
chimiririra
no more one person.
Hapachapindwa nemunhu mumwe chete.
No more once a year.
Hapasina kamwe chete pagore.
But anybody.
Asi chero munhu.
Anytime.
Chero nguva.
You are welcome.
Unogamuchirwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then you can imagine.
Imbozvifungira.
How many prayers that are made around the world.
Inamato mingani inoitwa pasi rose.
By people who are having breakthroughs.
Nevanhu vari kupunda.
And enjoying the presence of the Lord.
Vachiropafadzwa neupo hwaMwari.
You can imagine how many people are receiving the Holy Ghost every day.
Unogona kufunga kuti vanhu vanganorugamuchira mweya mutsvene zuva nezuva.
You are moving into the presence of the Almighty God.
Urikupinda muupo hwaMwari wa
Samaria. To a place where He promised, I will meet you.
Munzvimbo yavakavimbisa kuti ndinosangana newe.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
When you receive the Holy Ghost,
paunogamuchira mweya mutsvene,
you are not meeting any other man.
Hauna mumwe munhu wauri kusangana naye.
But you are meeting Almighty God.
Asi uri kusangana naMwari wamasimba ose.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the time He has got to commission you.
Ndonguva yavanofanira kukutuma.
To show you direction.
Vokuratidza gwara.
What you must do and where you must go.
Zvaunofanira kuita nekwaunofanira kuenda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the curtain was torn.
Saka jira rakabvarurwa.
Amen. So that you and me can have access.
Kuti iwe neni tive nemukana.
To get inside there.
Kupinda mukati imomo.
Because the first one who went in there.
Nekuti wokutanga akapindamo.
Was the testator himself.
Ndiye anga ari muvambo wesungano.
Amen. To prove.
Kuratidza.
That He is making a way for every one of us.
Kuratidza kuti vari kugadzira mukana mumwe nemumwe wedu
tese. So that He might meet you.
Kuti vakwanise kusangana newe.
God wants to meet a believer.
Mwari vanoda kusangana nemutendi.
He wants to meet you.
Vanoda kusangana newe.
He wants a fellowship with you.
Vanoda kuwadzana newe.
But there's a specific place.
Asi pane nzimba yakatarwa.
That He wants to meet you at.
Yavanoda kusangana newe.
For fellowship.
Kuti vawadzane newe.
The reason, brother, why we come to church.
Chikonzero hama tichiuya kutemberi.
Is not just to meet one another.
Hakusi kusosangana isu.
The prophet says that is very good.
Muprofita akati zvakanaka.
But we come so that we might meet Him.
Asi tinouya kuti tisangane navo Mwari.
Hallelujah. And the prophet says many times. When we bring people to church, that is where we end. We just want to bring people to church and that's all.
He
says, let's go further than that. Let them meet Jesus Christ. Take them all the way until they meet Jesus Christ. This is why we have many problems around. When we bring people to church only, they're going to see our mistakes. They're going to see your back parts. They're going to hear all the discord. Amen. They're going to see everything. And that will discourage them. And they'll go back home. Never to come again. They will hear things which will discourage them. But you see, when they meet Jesus Christ, they will never go back. Is that right? Because Peter was asked, are you also going away? He says, no. Where else can we go? You are the only one that has got eternal life. After you meet him, you will never be the same again. That day on Calvary, he says there is no body that will ever visit Calvary and remain the same. That is what we want. Bring your children so that they meet him. Bring your parents. We want them to meet him. Bring your friends. We want them to meet him. Because to know him is life. Amen.
Amen.
We want every one of us to meet him. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. I want to start by reading a quote from souls that are in prison now. 266. Amen.
Amen.
Where the prophet is showing us the three parts of his ministry. With the first poor, second poor, and the third poor. Is that right? We're not just coming to church. We want to see how far we have gone. What part we have arrived at. And once you know where you are at, things will be fine for you. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
He says, watch. The first three. Three is perfection. That's when the ministry went forth. The second pull was the discernment of spirit. The prophecy. First was healing the sick. The second was a prophecy that went forth. And it knew the secret of the thoughts when the word itself was made manifest. Which does grace. And remember, the seventh is the finish. Could this be the finishing pull? It's all over. Could it be? Think of it now. Some of you that have read or listened to, is this the sign of the end, sirs? This language is very familiar, right? Amen.
Amen.
Could this be the finishing pull? it's all over. Could it be? Think of it now. Just think. Where are we at? Seven is always the finish. Three pulls. Amen. How many of you still remember Brother Branham driving from Canada and he was up overlooking the Lima Montana range of mountains.
Vangani vano rangarira standing in the gap, Brother Branham vachi drive makomo haya e Canada.
And God told him to stop. Come out of the car. He says, watch. And then he says, what are you saying? Mountains. Can you check how many peaks there are?
Seven.
How many letters in William? How many letters in Marion? How many letters in Branham?
Nemu Marion, nemu Branham.
He says it's all written there. Is that right? So God, right on creation.
Hallelujah.
He placed it right there. Before he was even born. Amen.
Amen.
So this is not makeup. God was showing him. This is what I did for you before you were here. Isn't that wonderful? Amen.
Amen.
If he did that for William Branham, don't you think he also did something for you? Because he cares for you. He prepared for you before you even arrived. Seven peaks he saw on the mountain. And he says, how many major ones?
Three.
He says, those are the three pulls in your ministry. The first pull, the second pull, and the third pull. Is that right? Praise God.
Amen.
Brother, sister, I want you to know.
Amen.
This is the message that William Branham taught us.
And
you have got to know this thing. It's not for Sunday school.
Oh,
isn't this wonderful? Yeah, you can watch it up here. It's not for Sunday school. But these things, they build your life. They are, they must be part and parcel of your experience in the message. So you can never trade this with something else. How many major peaks do you find? He says three. He says that's depicting your ministry. Three pools in your ministry. First pool, second pool, and the third pool. And listen to what he said. The third pool, which in total counting is the seventh mountain. Is that right? He says that is the highest. He says from that one, there is no other peak after that. Amen.
Amen.
He says, and it goes over to the continental divide. Amen. Now, when he's talking about continental divide, the range goes like this, and from there, you're going way onto the other side, you're going way deep now to the sea. Amen. From there on, it's going down like, so it's like the back of a camel when you're looking on the geography of America.
Hey.
Amen. There's no other mountain. There's no other message. There's no other messenger. There's no other revival. This is the last and final one. If you at all you must have a revival, it's in the third pool. If at all you must have any excitement in the message, it is in the third pool. Are you in service this evening? Yes. This is it. Amen. This is the final. And that is the last. No other mountain. From there, the whole landscape is going down like this until it goes over to the sea. Is that true? When you get to the final pool, there is no other pool. There is no fourth pool. There is no fifth pool. Third and final. Are you here? It's important for you. Amen, amen. Jesus' ministry consisted of three pools. He says, did you know that? Notice. And be sincere. If you ever was in your life, now, for a minute, few minutes. Amen. His first pool was healing the sick. He became a very popular man. Everybody believed him. Seemed like, is that right? When he went forth healing the sick, everybody wanted him in their church. But one day, he turned around and started prophesying. For he was the word. And he was the prophet that Moses spoke of. Amen. And when he went to tell them, and tell them how they were living and the things they were doing, he became very unpopular. That was his second pool. Amen.
Amen.
Wonder if it is typed right back again.
Yeah.
Amen. Now he's looking into his life. It's exactly the same.
Is that right?
Just think a minute. Could it be
minute.
The first healing everybody? Second, oh, it could be Jesus only. It could be Beelzebub. It could be, that's the same thing they did there. See, same spirit. Living in the same kind of people. Condemn people that can never be saved. Because they were condemned before. They, like Judas Iscariot, born son of perdition. You say Judas? Sure.
Judas,
remember, he was very religious. But he couldn't go all the way with the message. Amen. He couldn't take part of it. But the rest of it, he couldn't stomach. They can take healing and things like that. But it comes to God speaking squirrels into existence. Then that's too deep for them. Can't be. That was Judas. His spirit can live right up to that spot. He can't go after that. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
He could not go all the way. Praise God. Brother, sister, he's talking about Jesus. But look at himself. Amen. He's talking about what is going on in his own life. Is that true? First Paul, he explained it to the people. You hold them by hand. Amen. And then the hand sign. People could see that. And they were impersonating that. Second Paul, discernment. The Pentecostals were also impersonating that. Is that right? And look, the same plan is also in Noah's ministry. Noah had three pools. And his third was to the lost after the door was shut. For God let it sit right there, when nobody could enter or go out. They were inside. For as on the seventh mountain, the highest mountain, that's where he settled the ark. On the mountain, you see? That's right. So, ministry with three pools. Amen. Brother Branham is the same.
Brother Branham, zvaive zvimwe chete.
So when he went into the third pool, the Pentecostals could not go. Is that right? Why?
Say,
their eyes got filtered and full of water. And they could not proceed. Is that right? They started saying, all this other time he was right. But at the end of his ministry, he went off. Now, if you talk to all the Pentecostals, that's what they say. What do they call off?
It's
going deep in the word. Amen.
Amen.
For them, that is off.
Because
all they want is entertainment. Amen. You go to these big stadiums where these young boys are. You know the young boys I'm talking about, Emmanuel and Walter. They're not my age, right? So I've got the right to say this.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They enjoy entertainment.
And
fake it altogether. There's nothing good about it. What is happening? The second full part of the life of William Branham is what they are impersonating. Is that right? They want to impersonate that because they enjoyed it during that time. And they want to think that it is still progressing, but God has moved off. Is that right? He is now in the third pool. He speaks about creating the squirrel. Because there are people on the face of the earth that must speak the word. And things have got to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has put power in them. Power of speech. They speak and things happen. He demonstrated it in the life and ministry of William Branham. It must repeat in our day. And the people are here. They are ready to do it. Because they got the power already. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I'm talking about the people being here, don't look around. You are one of them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must be able to say, I am one of them.
That's
included in the third pole. Speak and it shall happen.
Amen.
Amen. Because the third pole is where he must meet you. He will never meet you in the first. He will never meet you in the second. He meets you in the third pole. The ministry of the bride is not in the first. It's not in the second. But your ministry is in the third pole. That is where he promised to meet the believer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He promised to meet you there. Amen. Brother, sister, speaking things into existence is our right. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery of the word of God, the opening of the word of God, is our right. No other denomination, no other organization can talk about the opening of the word of God. Is that true? Why?
Say.
The messenger told us the ministry of the seventh angel is the mystery of God. Did you hear that? The opening of the word, which is the mystery of God, is the ministry of the seventh angel. Is that right? And remember, this is where your name is called out. Because your name is mystery. You only respond to mystery when the mystery of God is being preached out. That is where we respond. Why?
Say,
you are a prophetic class of people. A prophetic class of people that can understand prophetic utterance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's too deep for Pentecost. Amen. You are off for Pentecost.
Pentecost.
You are off. Amen. But we are in. When we got to talk about that, we are in already.
Amen.
Is that true? Do you see the three sections? Number one, speaking things into existence.
Kutaura zvinhu zvichiitika.
The squirrel,
tsindi,
the storm,
dutu,
fishy, I give you back your life.
Kahove ndokupa upenyu hwako.
Are you seeing these things?
Muri kuona zvinhu izvi.
Before the doctor touches my wife,
hanzi vachiremba asati avhiya,
the tumor must go. It's him that are speaking. Is that right? That's the third
pole.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is your right. It's for the bride. That is one area. Amen. The mystery of God is revealed to you. We don't teach one another revelation. But God opens it. And this is where we find our joy. And He keeps on opening. And we keep on moving. Why?
Say,
this is the power that brings the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
And the third part. Of the third
pole
is preaching to the eternal lost. Look at the way he demonstrated it. For Noah's day. He had been preaching 120 years. Is that right? When he started building the ark, they moved away and they wanted to build their own. When he started preaching first, people like that. But you say, when they said, what I was preaching about, let's put it into practice. They didn't want. Because the ark was a representation of the message of Noah. Amen. When it stood there, it was a message made manifest. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
But they said, no, no, no. That is too big. We want smaller ones. Is that right? But you know, when the flood came, it started sinking the small ones. And the big one remained on top of the mountain. But the final pull of Noah, I want you to watch. We just were reading it here. God told
Noah,
walk in.
Pinda.
After all the different animals came in, two by two, they responded to the voice of Noah. Is that right? Noah called them. All the other elephants did not come, but the other two, they walked in. All the animals, two by two, they listened to the voice of Noah. Is that right? Other people could not listen to the voice, but even animals could listen to the voice. This is why the Bible says, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all the creatures. Amen.
Amen.
Even animals are creatures. So when the animals got in, amen, he was able to place them right to make sure the ark balances. He didn't put all the elephants and hippos and rhinos on one side. It was going to tip off. Amen. When he did that, the door was still open. God told Noah and his family, walk in.
Amen.
Amen. They walked in. They found the place, they sat. And it was God, not Noah. God came in and he closed the door. The people outside, they could have heard the hinges squeaking as he was closing the door. Is that right? And Noah, he had other friends and everybody else outside. He could not go and stop God from closing.
When the door was closed, the prophet said, some of his
friends and relatives
could have come
by the ark, hoping it will open, and trying to convince them, come out. There's no rain there. Amen. But this is what God is doing now. Look around. Brother, with the spirit that is so thick in the world today, the gay spirit is all over the world.
It's
hardening the people's hearts. They don't want to come. Is that right? This Pentecostal movement. Different countries in Africa, full of entertainment and fake miracles, and people enjoy that. Who doesn't want the gospel of prosperity? Africa is full of poor people.
Africa varombo.
And African people, they want somebody to prophesy on them. They want to know if they're going to have a job or not. If this is the right woman or the right man. That's Africa. And that is what they want. But brother, the message is not for that. The message is for the predestinated. So our people are enjoying that. Amen. They don't want a message that holds the heart. They want entertainment. But brother, we are living in the time of Noah, as it was in the days of Noah. Is that right? You ask these ministers. You put a tent out there, tent meeting. Long time ago, when we have a tent meeting, when we finally finish, brother, you baptize 20, 30 people.
My baptism 20, 30.
The pool was so strong. But today, put up a tent. It's only your people from church. Is that right? Your people from church are the only ones who come. If you baptize one, hey brother, that's God's grace. These days. Why?
Say,
the people's hearts are hardened. God is closing the door. And this is what we see. Amen. You invite people to come. They hear the gospel, they go back. This one comes and they go back. They say the message is too hard. It's coming against my interest and my pleasure. This pleasure-loving generation. Amen. They don't like the message. So do you see the three? The opening of the word, spoken in creation, and speaking to the eternally lost.
Yes.
This is what we see today. May God have mercy upon us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need Him in our lives. Let me just push on. I want you the message. Turning northward. Amen. In paragraph 41, are you here?
Paragraph 41.
Amen. Possess the promises. The promise is unto you and your children, to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Christians. Brother, sister, we have been on this land long enough. We have been around here on this mountain. We have been on this denominational mountain too long now. We have been out here 40 years using the evidence, speaking in tongues. Oh my, when there When there is power that's unknown, when the resources is untapped, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. Amen. Ask the Father anything in my name, and I'll do it.
Amen.
Just divine healing and speaking in tongues. Well, that's just a few grapes that was brought back from across the land.
Hey.
Evidence. But the land is ours. You must make a choice. Just to eat the grapes and finish. Or go into the land where the grapes are. Hey, brother. Have you ever thought about it? They brought some grapes from the land. And the people fought for the grapes. And they tasted the grapes. And those grapes got finished. But there is a land where those grapes are plenty. You can have the whole bunch on your own. Hey, brother. The land is ours. Amen. We must cross over. We don't want to remain here in the desert. 40 years in the wilderness. No, no, the land is ours. It all belongs to us. Don't be afraid that other fellows going to beat you over there. Just join up with them. And go on over. That's the way to do. And we have been on this mountain for 40 years. Let's get off of it and go towards the promised land. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, we've been moving around a long time. This third pool ministry, which is your ministry, must push you across Jordan. Hallelujah. We must go to the place where things are happening. Not you doing it. It's God doing it. The land is ours. Amen.
Amen.
We must cross over. Brother, sister, our joy is not on the first and second pool. Leave that to the Pentecostals. Can I say that again? Leave it to the Pentecostals. You have a land. We have a land. We must cross over. We must go. It's a promise. God promised. And we must go. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. Brother, sister, there's too much playing around in the message. The message people also want entertainment like Pentecost. Forget about it. Forget about it. When Israel was going through to the promised land, they were told, Mount Seir is not yours. Is that right? This is for Esau.
There are Esau.
Esau has got his own mountain.
Esau,
you have your own. Keep going. You get to yours. Is that right?
This way.
Why do you want to take Mount Seir? It's not even yours. The Mesa people are fighting for Mount Seir. Edom is not yours. Edom is on this side of Jordan. But you go to cross over to the promised land. The message of the hour. Hallelujah. The third pool belongs to us. Amen.
Amen.
It's not for small fish. It is for rainbow trout. Brother, you are not small fish. You are rainbow trout. Amen.
Amen.
You are not easy to catch.
You are
not easy to catch. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, they can fill buckets with small fish. Not with rainbow trout.
Amen.
Amen. You need real skill. Amen. You need angelic instruction on how you have got to catch the rainbow trout. The angel had to come down to tell William Branham, how to catch it. Wow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The angel of the Lord, the pillar of fire, brother, had to be available. Because this is the only thing that can convince the believer. Yeah. We are only convinced by the pillar of fire, by the angel of the Lord. That's what can convince us. Brother, all these hocus pocus, leave that. You go to the stadium. Amen. You won't find us there. We got special food. We feed on royal jelly. We are children of the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Do you love the Lord, brother, sister? You must know where you belong. You must know what is yours. Don't fight for other people's property. Is that right?
Amen.
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 Paradox.
Amen.
Amen. And paragraph 57.
Paragraph 57.
Amen. Amen. He's telling us his experience. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I suppose I'd gotten up and I looked where in front of me and I was coming down to the Jordan.
1963.
2 years before the opening of the seals, which is Jordan, to go into the promises of God. Is that right? Looked like I was standing on the map of Palestine. And I was coming down to Jordan. And seemed like I could hear the song, going down to the
Jordan.
Someone was singing it. And as I drew near the river, I looked back and seen which way I had come. Amen. Amen. And I was 2/3 of the way there to Jordan. Amen. First pull and second pull. One more to go. These are the 2/3, is that right? First pull, he had gone to first pull and second pull, there are 2/3. One more third. Then I looked across Jordan and I said, that's the third pull, right? Is that right? Oh, praise God. Just on the other side is where all the promises lay. Every promise lays in the promised land. All our promises are in the third pool. Are you there? Is that true for you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Paragraph 60.
Paragraph 60.
Of the same message.
Is that
right? Amen. And now he says, a voice came to me. He came and said, there is such danger in these days. There is a great hideous thing, that's death when it strikes you.
pane chinhu chikuru chinotyisa chinounza rufu chikangokuruma.
You've read about this.
Makamboverenga pamusoro pazvo.
He's talking about a mamba.
Vari kutaura pamusoro peruwambira.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
He says it's an African snake.
Hanzi inyoka yemuAfrica.
Once it bites you, it's seconds before you die.
Maseconds unenge watofa.
You are suffocated to death.
Unobva watotadza kufema wofa.
Amen. But where is he placing it?
Asi vari kuzviisa papi?
Between second and third.
Pakati pechipiri nechechitatu.
Where he is standing, this is two thirds and there's one more third. And he's standing here and said there's something hideous.
Vari kuti vasiya kudonza kwekutanga nekwechipiri uku kwasara kwechitatu vakamira pakati vari kuti pane chinhu chinotyisa.
So the message believer has got to realize.
Mutendi wemharidzo anofanira kuziva.
But when you come there,
kuti kana wasvika ipapa,
you be careful.
Chenjera.
Otherwise you go for entertainment and walk back, you die.
Ukasa chenjera unopinda mumafaro nekunakidzwa wofa.
And you don't want to go into the third.
Hauchada kupinda mune kudzonza
kwechitatu. Where all the promises lay.
Kune vimbiso dzose.
Brother, sister, please don't misunderstand me.
Hama hanzvadzi haikona kutadza kundinzwisisa.
Amen. Healing the sick.
Kuporesa vanorwara.
And discernment.
Nekunzvera munhu.
Brother Branham did that.
Brother Branham vakazviita.
And that constituted 80% of his ministry.
Zvakatove chikamu 80 kubva muzana cheshumiro yavo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Jesus ministry.
Shumiro ya Jesu.
80%.
80%.
It was first and second poor.
Kwaive kudhonza kwekutanga nekwechipiri.
Amen.
Amen.
It was necessary.
Zvanga zvakafanira.
It is still necessary for us.
Zvichiri kutodikanwa kunyange kwatiriwo.
Because
nekuti
it is a bait.
Nekuti ndo chirauro.
Amen.
Amen.
And when it is a bait, it must catch you and bring you in.
Zvino kana iri wemhisi yechirauro inofanira kukubata wobva wapinda.
Amen. But how can a bait be shown? You are caught and you are released into the water again. What have you done?
Saka zvino kana wemhisi ikaiswa mumvura wobatwa wodzorerwa mumvura zvakare, zvino what does it help?
All right. We are not on catch and release, right?
Hatisive kuti takubata tokudzorera.
Amen. But we hook you and cook you.
Tinokubata tobva takuchengeta.
We hook and take you.
Tinokuraura tobva takutora.
Amen. This is the whole idea.
Ndonyaya yacho.
Amen.
Amen.
So we don't look down upon the healings and everything. We need that because it's catching.
Atizvidze kupora kwevanhu nekunzwera kwemoyo nekuti tinozvida ndozvirikubata
vanhu. But after we catch,
asimusure munge takuraura.
We don't keep on holding you.
Atirambe takangokubata.
We must go all the way to the third pool.
Tinofanira kuenda rwendo rwose kusvika kudhonza
kwechitatu. This message is taking you to the last and final pool.
Nekuti mharidzo ino irikuendesa kune chekupedzisira kudhonza kwekupedzisira.
But people die before they get there.
Asi vanhu vanofa vasati vasvika pekupedzisira.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
Because the first pool,
nekuti kudhonza kwekutanga,
does not bring the rupture.
Hakunze kubvutwa.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
The second pool,
kudhonza kwechipiri,
does not bring the rupture.
Hakunze kubvutwa.
The rupture is in the third.
Kubvutwa kuri mukudhonza kwechitatu.
So you must keep counting 1, 2, 3.
Unofanira kuramba uchiverenga chekutanga chechipiri chechitatu.
Why are you ending up on 1, 2?
Sei uri kuperera pane chekutanga nechechipiri.
Go all the way.
Enda rwendo rwose.
This is the message you're talking about.
Ndo mharidzo yatiri kutaura iyi.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
Look away to Jesus.
Tarisai kuna Jesu.
Amen. Paragraph 40.
Paragraph 40.
Are you still around?
Uchiri muchechi here?
Now I must continue in evangelism.
Ndofanira kuendera mberi nekuvhangera.
Just as I was commissioned.
Sekutuma kwandakangoitwa.
First,
pekutanga.
I must continue on.
Ndofanira kuendera mberi.
Therefore, you have heard the word.
Naizvozvo makanzwa shoko.
And you know what to look for.
Uye makuziva zvekutarisira.
How to stand.
Uye kumira.
Amen. I must continue on in evangelism.
Ndofanira kuendera mberi nekuvhangera.
Amen. And friends of mine,
shamwari dzangu,
keep still.
Rambai makamira.
And just keep moving on.
Rambai muchienda mberi.
For the hour is approaching swiftly.
Nekuti nguva iri kukurumidza kuswedera.
See?
Muri kuona.
That when something is going to be done.
Kuti chimwe chinhu chinofanira kuitika.
Amen. Now, you might see some little odd things happen for me.
Munogona kuona zvimwe zvinhu zvisinganzwisike zvichiitika kwandiri.
Nothing sinful.
Hapana chakaipa.
I don't mean that.
Handidi kuzviita pachangu.
I don't mean that. Hazvo zvandikureva.
Harisizvo zvandikureva.
But I mean
asindoreva
something odd. to what the regular trend. Because where I reach to now in the ministry, I'm dropping back here, watching that spot, waiting for the time to use it. But it's going to be used. Is that right? You can't go further than the third. He says, I've come right here on the third. But I'm just coming back to the proper watch. But the hour is coming swiftly. Because you too must be involved in this third pole. Amen.
Amen.
This is why it says keep still. And everyone knows that. For as certain as the first was identified, so has the second been identified. And if you think real closely, you who are spiritual, as the Bible says, here is to him that has wisdom, the third is properly identified. See, we know where it is. So the third pool is here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so sacred that I mustn't say much about it. As he told me in the beginning, he said, this, say nothing of it. You remember that? Years ago, it speaks for itself. Amen. I've tried to explain the others and I made a mistake. This will be the thing. How many of you are listening? Are you around? Can you check your neighbor? Are you here?
Tarisa muwagidzani wako kuti ari muno here?
Okay. Listen, brother. This will be the thing. Third pool, right? That to my opinion, I don't say the Lord tells me this. This will be a thing that will start what? The rupturing faith. The going away.
Kuenda.
See? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third pool is where the rupture is. It is going to start the rupturing faith. Are we here for rupturing faith? Yes. We are here for the rupturing faith. And we know what brings the rupturing faith. It's not first or second. But the third pool, the opening of the word, your name in the word, and you identifying it, hallelujah,
amen,
rolls you into the rupturing faith. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Yes, sir. God is so good and we love him. Amen.
Amen.
I'm finishing now. I'm reading the seventh seal. Amen. And this portion, he's talking about the tenth vision. Is that right? How many of you remember the tenth vision? I'm not reading the whole thing, but just a part of it for you to realize that there's something about it. And just then he picked me up. That's in the vision. And he took me up and set me way up high to where a meeting was going on. Looked like a tent or a cathedral of some sort. And I looked and there was a little box, like a little place over on the, in the side. And I seen that light was talking to somebody above me. That light that you see there in the on the picture, it whirled away from me like that and went over to the tent and said, I will meet you there. And said, this will be the third pool. And you won't tell it to nobody. Is that right? Is that a meeting place? You meet him only in the third pool. He has got a meeting place for you. Don't you appreciate that? And in Sabino Canyon, he said, this is the third pool. Amen. And there is three great things that goes with it. One unfolded today. Or yesterday. The other one unfolded today. And there is one thing that I cannot interpret. Because it isn't. It's in a known tongue, a known language. But I was standing right there and looked right straight at it. And this is the third pole coming up. And the Holy Spirit of God. Oh my. That's the reason all heaven was silent.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The opening of the word. It brings him down. Amen.
Amen.
And when he comes, he's not just coming as drama, he's coming to his people. Says it's like Romeo and Juliet, do you remember? Amen.
Amen.
He comes like a thief in the night. Isn't the Lord wonderful? I'm reading here, why are people so tossed about? Amen. When he started talking about the tent vision in
1956,
then he taken me from there and I've seen a great huge tent. Tent I never seen such a tent. Amen. Seen a great huge tent. I never seen such a tent. It was pegged and lined everywhere with people. And I walked out and looked like I was standing above the people. Looking down where I just made an altar call. And hundreds and hundreds of people were weeping and rejoicing after they had accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And I looked and then heard a man get up and say, call prayer line. And the people begin to line up over this side, the left from where I was looking down towards the platform. And they lined all the way up and down the street for prayer line. I noticed to my left, which would have been to my right if I was on the platform, a little wooden building. At the time it was a little box, and seen that light. Amen. They have the picture of, you know, that's always in the meetings.
Hey!
Always in the meetings. I've seen that light leave me and go to that building. Amen. And go to that building and a voice said to me, I'll meet you in there. That will be the third pool. Amen.
Amen.
I said, why? He said, well, it won't be a public show. Like the other. Amen. And I came to now, at the beginning, this year, back to my tabernacle where I started from. Back to the beginning where I started. I'm very grateful for God for these things. Amen.
Amen.
So, the prophet was not moving because of circumstances, but he was moving by vision.
muprofita vaisangofamba nekuda kwemamiriro ezvinhu asi vaifamba nechiratidzo.
We too we follow a vision.
Nesuwo tinoteera chiratidzo.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not starting a message.
Hatisi kuvamba mharidzo.
But we follow a message that's already been vindicated by the angel of the Lord.
Tikutevera mharidzo yakatosimbiswa kare nemutumwa waJehovha.
Amen.
Amen.
And we know where rupturing faith is laying.
Uye tinoziva kuti kutenda kwekubvutwa kuri kupi.
May the Lord grant us grace.
Dai Mwari vatinzwira nyasha.
To get focused.
Kuti tinyatsonangisa.
Hallelujah. Until our hearts are full of rupturing faith.
Kusvikira moyo yedu yazadzwa nekutenda kwekubvutwa.
May he remove us.
Dai vatibvisa.
From doubtful places.
Kubva munzvimbo dzekukadzika.
And things that take away your faith.
Nezvinhu zvinobvisa kutenda kwako.
Amen. Preoccupy you in the wrong things.
Zvinokupedzera nguva muzvinhu zvisirizvo.
We desire.
Tinoshuvira.
To spend our time.
Kupedza nguva yedu.
In the important things of the word of God.
Muzvinhu zvakakosha zveshoko raMwari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you love the Lord, brother, sister?
Munodai here, amanzadzi.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't follow some of these things. People, they enjoy watching. They want to see what Bushiri is doing. Do you know where he comes from? Do you know where his anointing is coming from?
People like
get away from
what is the latest from Bushiri. Don't follow those things.
You don't know. You don't know. You never seen nothing yet. Amen. Our anointing comes from above. You must be jealous, brother. Over what anoints you. You must be jealous over what inspires you. And guard it. And make sure no devil jumps in. We want to be anointed right. We want to be in the right place. We want to have the correct unction every day. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord undertake for us. Amen.
Amen.
Where he is.